The shift from HCC model V24 to V28 may reduce risk-adjusted payments and create financial challenges for Medicare Advantage plans. CMS removed 2,294 ICD-10 codes that previously mapped to HCCs, meaning these codes no longer contribute to risk scores under V28. The outcome is an estimated 3.12% payment reduction, which equals a system-wide savings of $11 billion. For individual organizations, this implies that revenues will decrease unless they change their coding and documentation practices in the near future. This difficulty is addressed by technology platforms that automate the difficult transition. Providers receive real-time financial impact analysis and instant comparisons instead of having to manually monitor two versions of a model and compute blended RAF scores. The appropriate platform will transform regulatory complexity into simplified functions, safeguarding revenue, and ensuring coding accuracy during the three-year phase-in period. What changed between V24 and V28? The new risk adjustment model fundamentally reshapes how Medicare calculates patient risk scores. V28 removes thousands of diagnosis codes and changes payment weights across multiple condition categories. Major model differences. V28 eliminates 2,294 ICD-10 codes that previously mapped to HCCs. Conditions not captured through remaining valid codes no longer contribute to risk scores. In some common condition categories, related HCC coefficients are constrained to share similar values, reducing differences in risk contribution. Key changes include: some payment rules under V28 modify how multiple conditions interact in risk scoring, which can increase RAF for complex patients. Higher coefficients for immunity disorders and chronic ulcers. Lower RAF scores for simple cases like isolated diabetes. Significantly higher scores for complex, multi-condition patients. How technology platforms handle the transition. Manual management of the model transition increases the risk of documentation gaps and M.